about that.
So, and I know that you had mentioned something about a list of questions that...
I know there's one woman, her name's Catherine Austin, that she has the list of questions we're supposed to ask the credit unions, but I haven't been able to find the list, and no one can give me her email or phone number, so I'm still looking. But some of the questions should be, since this is for Clark County, but since we're the only county that's going to be stood up, would they want to have maybe ATMs in non-Clark County locations? That would be one thing I'd ask them, if they would be willing to do that. What is their gold and silver trading capacity, and will they give that service to us, even on a once-a-week basis, if they have somebody come into the bank? Also, do they have withdrawal or deposit limits? Because that's another way that credit, you know, banks have limited people, is they only allow them a minimal withdrawals or deposits. And then if you try to withdraw, like say you put a $100,000 check in, then they throttle your withdrawal based on the Patriot Act or, you know, some baloney like that. So we've got to make sure that all of our accounts are going to be able to be withdrawn. Even if it's a big amount, can we do it by appointment? That would be another question. Also, that it's all privately insured, and I think, how do we deposit gold and silver? And do they have deposit boxes? Mm-hmm. That was another thing. So that's all I know about so far.
Look at that. There's a lot of information. but it's way out of my, way above my head. But other than the credit unions, the other pieces is the philanthropy piece of it. You know, how do we identify the areas of philanthropy, through what channels, whether it's through the county or whether it's through different community outreach people. But my understanding is that these funds do have some stipulations to them, so that, you know, if you have funds from a certain trust, they're saying these funds need to go toward water improvement, or they need to go to homelessness, or maybe guide you in some way, shape, or form, so you're just not giving a bunch of money and say, okay, figure out what you want to do with it. So that helps a little bit in the decision-making factor. However, you know, when we do get to that point where we have three or four different options, at that point, then it needs to be discussed through the greater assembly. I believe that's how it works. You know, the committee brings the opportunities to the assembly, and then the assembly votes on that.
So, in other words, you're giving some money to your desk, you're giving them water, even if it's just...
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Which helps guide, you know, where you want to, you know, where you can use the funds or where you can't. So if they're dedicated to water, you can't use them for some other,
right,
some other reason.
You have money to within water.
Within that. But
a good example would be like that. If it's for healthcare, we really want to give them to the University Hospital, right? He's running so well this.
And again, this is all my understanding, right, wrong, or indifferent, but my understanding is you want to help, be able to help the greatest amount of people that you can. You don't want to have it whittled down to, and I don't want to bring race or religion or dedicated to one particular group, because I don't think that's what it's for. It's for everyone. So, anyways. That was the second piece of it. And again, there's a lot of questions that we're going to bring up that we'll need to get answers to in the time. So
we're still at 3,600 feet.
But anyways, that's kind of where we ended up. It was very quiet. There was one gentleman, Alex. I don't know if he's here, but God bless you. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been engineered.
He's online right now.
Is he? Okay. No offense to anybody else. I know that people are, you know, once they watch the video, then they'll have an idea of what, because a lot of people, I think, thought it was more for the individual personal accounts. Mm-hmm. And I think that might be part of it at some point, but I think the bigger piece of it was, you know, the more community,
yeah,
county piece.
Public safety and public good.
So is it, I don't know, does anybody have any questions that I can't answer?
I never have seen a video of how I get it.
How do you get it?
The Herald video, part two. You can,
part one.
That's Leanne. Scott has it.
I have it. I can, you let me know what your email is. Were you part of the Mabel committee or on that Mabel committee?
No, no. I was told that I wasn't, it was that Gary was kind of the biggest sign.
Yeah, I don't know how that gets determined, but I can get your video. That's not a problem. Let me know what your email is.
That's good. It gives you peace, gives you some confidence. His federation is really close to Anna, and he's actually done a lot of really, really good information. So it brings you confidence that it's actually a real thing.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess that's the other piece. At what point do you want to approach these banks?
Okay, here's a
question.
Here's a thought, right? Do we just go maybe try to set a commercial account, an unincorporated commercial account since it's private, and we take $100 from the Clark County Nevada Assembly, and then we see how great the service is. Maybe go to our two top picks and try to put $100 in each one, see how they treat us. And then that way, we kind of already have a little litmus test. Okay, going into it, how was that experience? What paperwork did they require? And was our paperwork good enough, being an unincorporated entity? And that way, we'll know. If they tell us, go pound salt with our little $100,
right.
They just watch billions walk out of their freaking credit union. So that's how I would do it.
No, that's a great idea.
We have a couple of credit unions that are kind of at the top of the list with all the not federally insured, to some of the basic things. And so, kudos to Denise.
We have a Clark County credit union.
Plus was another one.
Plus, and then I think Silver State Schools credit union.
Schools and unions.
Does anybody else have any questions
before I work in? I'm great. Thank you for jumping on.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Okay, so the next thing is vetting. Okay, so the next meeting we have, I hope you guys can just have another little meeting. Even if it's just 15 minutes, jump on. We have another quick banking meeting and try to come together with some kind of general action plan, either short-term, long-term, or whatever, and then maybe we just go for it and try to do business with one of them, see if we can't even do that. On the vetting committee, we do need we have to try to select and think about who we want to have as a sort of a vetting liaison. So how the new vetting thing is going to work is, did I write that down? Is there's going to be a vetting lead. Yes. Each assembly needs to have a vetting committee, but there's going to be a vetting lead. And so does anybody have an idea on who they would like to nominate as a vetting lead? If we don't do it today, let's try to do it the next meeting. So that's something we can say. And then the new vetting standards. It's still going to be kind of a little bit of a logjam right now because Continental Marshals are sort of on vacation for the moment. So once that situation gets rectified, then we will have access to vetting again.
Yeah, I'll say a little bit more about the Continental Marshals. Basically, there was some stuff going on there that wasn't that good, and they pretty much fired just about all of them. So at that point, they were the ones that were doing most of the vetting for coordinators and certain people. They're rebuilding that back, and they're going to start the vetting again. But again, it's only going to be like coordinators, the
treasure.
Vetting, the treasurer, like the vetting chairperson, whoever's going to actually chair the vetting committee, and the treasurer, just three or four people they're going to vet. And then once we get our vetting person in line, basically, then we will take over vetting those people at that point. But first, because the vetting is pretty much stopped everywhere in the whole country because of the Continental Marshals. So once we get past that, we'll go on to the next thing. Yeah, we just have to get them still. Okay. The other thing that I want to talk about is we got to get our elections up and running, and right now we're not getting people involved in the election committee. And we, like, me, Denise, and Jennifer has actually started our procedures for the vetting committee, and we actually need to get the election committee to do the procedures and actually do the elections so that we can elect our people so we can stand up. So that's one of our major goals right now that we got to do is get people involved in the election committee. So, you know, if anybody wants to do that, let us know so we can get you in that, you know, in that committee so that we can get our elections done.
Okay, so on elections, what we're going to do is have our list of nominations. We've got our county org chart. That's somewhat done. We would love to have a couple people, you know, on that list instead of just one name per person, but I also realize we're a little limited right now. So if we can at least fulfill an office to a name, obviously that person will be a shoo-in, but we are open to people running for it so that there's a few extra people involved. And I know we have at least one name for every office. So we're opening up nominations today. They're going to go for 30 days. And then after that period, it's going to be closed, and we're also going to be posting this in government buildings. And I'm voting for no. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to even bring up this motion, but I don't want to give $1 to de facto newspapers. They want thousands of dollars for us to post our elections in their newspaper. And I think it's a dead end. I'd rather just do it by posting. We can post it at our office. Okay, that's a land office. We can post it in some post offices. That's a federal. We can post it at some local county offices. So I think we should take a vote and a motion on that and make sure that we're saying that that's how we're going to do it. Besides the fact we have to write it up.
That's part of also the election committee needs to come up with what we're doing, because there is papers on, you know, like, not the Review Journal, any of those.
Well, a penny
you can do like the Penny Saver, and those are statewide. We can post elections in those two, you know, our nominations.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we elected people, also post them back in those. But we have to have it out in the public for 30 days and for the nominations. And then after the voting, we need to post it again for another 30 days so that it makes it official that these are the people that are
in that way, we don't get arrested.
Well, yeah, so we have to post that we're accepting nominations for 30 days, then we have to post the nominees for 30 days. Then we can have the elections. So, go ahead.
And these are the nominees
for county office. Yeah.
So it's basically like our sheriff, our chairman, our Secretary of State, things like that. We don't have a Secretary of State, but we have...
It's only county, right?
Yeah. Okay. So basically all the county positions, like our recorder, you know, court recorder, those kind of things.
Coroner.
That's our coroner. We'll get a list of everybody so that they can see who are the people that we actually need to be in office. Because those people are the people that will be dealing with the de facto, you know, the current government right now on our offices to theirs.
Telling them to get out of our building. That's going to be
exactly.
Can we put big billboards on the side of the road?
I was thinking that.
Sure.
We can do that.
We got thousands of dollars to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. So, if you want to be on the elections committee, let us know. The next thing is outreach, the banking text group. If you're not on my banking text group, just ping me. Let me know. I can only take 20 people on every group. Then I got to start a new one. That's my phone only goes to 20. So don't get mad. If you're not on the one with your friend or whatever.
Yeah. But what she's doing is, as we get more information about Global Bank and the other banking stuff, is she created a place for a group of people that when that stuff goes, we post stuff in there, and then everybody can talk about it.
Yeah, I have five groups going right now. So.
Have you tried your Signal?
I'm sorry, what?
Signal.
Oh, I can do the one on Signal, too. I think somebody also wanted one on WhatsApp, and then there was a Signal, and then somebody wanted on Substack, then they want an email group. I'm only one person. I'm sorry. So I'm going to try the best I can, and the text thing is definitely working pretty good. I will definitely do Signal if that helps you. And I have somebody else that had asked for Signal, so at least there's two people on it besides me.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it. Because it's a limited amount of people.
Yeah, unlimited, and which would be amazing.
And it's private, it's the government.
Yeah, it's definitely all about going private. Okay, so outreach activities. So you are here wrapping up the American Way Homeschool event, which was amazing for us. Met so many like-minded people. I mean, we're running with the lions here. This is the greatest event. We're just at the right place at the right time. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we did feature what I'm calling the pay it forward. So I look at our whole credit union prosperity account thing where we're getting this master amount of money in and we have to divvy it up and literally pay it forward. That's going to be our new job, is giving away money. And I'm just calling it the Pay It Forward program. So if you don't like that name, let me know. And give me the name that you want.
Put Brother Love on that.
Brother Love? Okay, yeah. You could have your own prosperity account. Oh, so the Merchant Banking Outreach Group. So this is something I started this week, and what I'm trying to do is use it as a recruitment tool and also let people know and remind them that our merchant bank, so Global Family Group has a whole merchant side. Okay, and this is a free advertising. If you have any company and it's unincorporated, any service that's unincorporated, it could be anything from construction to, you know, homeschool, whatever it is, you can put your hashtag on it and people will be able to find you on Global Banking Group. I'm going to set up a one-pager that anyone can go and say, for example, Rocky finds a group with welders, then we can say, hey, we have a Global Family Banking Group merchant account. You can sign up, and also you can sign up personally, but this is what we're offering. And it's a one-pager, click, 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 click. Here, it's very easy to sign up, and then now you'll have those people on your, will be on their radar screen. You could do it for, you know, really any service and industry.
Are they able to transfer funds?
They can transfer funds too, but we'll be able to buy things from them. So pet sitters. Is there a
mortgage company on there?
Is there one company?
Mortgage
company? No, because we don't have mortgages. We're not going to need any.
For now.
Yeah.
It's Global Bank has its own mortgage by a boat, an airplane.
Is it working?
Not 100% yet.
Haven't minded.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know about that. Basically, what she's talking about is that through Global Bank, you can set up your company through there. And then anybody that does have an account on Global, you know, it's like I have an account, a lot of people have accounts. Mm-hmm. And if we have these merchants that are actually creating accounts on there too, and we need their services, we can use our Global money to pay them.
Right, I got that part. But is the app, or is the program working to transfer the funds to them?
Yes, but
to the ones on the
that
does work.
That does work. People can pay for stuff in AFDs right now.
Okay, I want that list.
Okay, Leanne, did you have a question?
When it comes to setting this up and expanding this out, are we approaching people who are United States citizens?
Yes. So I have my come alongside program. So say for example, I know Mr. Ahern. Okay, I've got his number. I'm going to set up a meeting with him, tell him, hey, wouldn't you love to sell more meeting rooms? And, of course, his answer will be yes. And I'll say, let me show you how to do that. And I'll have my one-pager. He'll be able to have a representative, ASN, on his staff. He could sign up the janitor. It doesn't matter, as long as they're affiliated with his company. And then that ASN is going to be his entree to us, and we will be able to go and spend our AFDs at Ahern Hotel. same thing at every, you could go to CarMax, you could go to Exotic Cars, you could go to Maverick. Yeah, you could go to Maverick Helicopters, whatever it is.
Any of these companies that actually do set up a global account, business account, right, then we would be able to use our EFTs with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd be, the deal is that, say like if they normally charge $100 American money, right? Well, for AMD, it may be a couple of bucks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like three.
Yeah, something to do it.
What is the value?
So for every 5,280 AMDs, you get about $1.2 million.
So I thought it was $1.
It's 243, I think, right now.
It's one-tenth of a gold troy ounce, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it 500 to 1?
It started off like 180, and then it started going up. It went up at one time to 300 and something.
Yeah.
And then it's basically based on the market of gold.
Well, the gold?
It's one-tenth.
$315 gold.
So it'd be 330.
It's really $15.
Right. Silver.
It's more money than you can imagine, period.
Silver and gold is stellar. There's a great red line.
All right. So does any, if you want to be in my merchant outreach program, let me know. I'll get you my one pager. And then, this is easy. Just pick a couple a week. Anybody you come across a guy who fixes your car, just let him know. He doesn't have to bust up his corporation. He can sign up somebody in his family to represent him in his business and then have his unincorporated, car painting job, whatever it is, they don't have to leave the system right away. They could set this up to transition, and that's going to be the key.
And the big thing about it, too, is the government is today, right now, will know about those transactions. No taxes on it, no whatever.
Is that working anyway?
It's going to be.
I know.
I'm going to see you on every committee. Okay, I'm volunteering to read. I'm going to be on every committee. Okay, for sure you've got to do elections with me. Okay, it's a 60-day committee. Come on, help me out.
So you're saying this is active right now?
You can transfer your AFDs from one company to the next.
What are you doing, Mike? You can transfer funds from you to me or me to you. You just can't do it to...
You can't cash them out.
Yeah.
No. I will say if there's a person that's already on the global family,
you can't turn it into
services from that person right now, as we say.
Yes.
I did that too.
Has anybody done it?
They stopped me.
We've all done that. I've done it too, and they're going through the transaction. Yeah, that was way in the beginning.
Yeah. No, you can do AFD to AFD transfer. So I got somebody that wants to buy my ranch who wants to give me AFDs. I'm like, okay, but I can't do anything with them. And so I can't give them the house because they're...
So where's the IT department for this bank? Because they're the ones that...
Yeah, what we're waiting for right now is... The Global Bank is supposed to be contacting the coordinators, which they have, and they're supposed to set up training for us to learn how to teach be able to
we
get
know
money.
Already, though, Rocky. We know the training.
Well, no, but they changed all the programs so you can't do that now. So now there's another way of doing it. I don't know if part of it is the credit union that we got to get set up.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we do set up the credit union, they did say that they would lead Global Bank to the credit union. And then once they linked it to the credit union, you'd be able to transfer the funds from Global Bank to your credit union.
And then you can take them
and then you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Working on getting the bank.
Okay.
Well, that's what we were talking
about. There is some works on that. And part of it is we were waiting for Sue and the coordinators.
So when we set the bank up and we're able to tie it to Global Family and you transfer funds from Global Family to the credit union that we're setting up, are those funds then in USD?
Whatever you want them to be. That's part of what we have to talk to the credit union about. Are they going to keep them in FDs, right?
Are AFDs recognized?
Right now they are worldwide, yes.
Okay.
There is an exchange on AFD.
Saint Crown Exchange.
It verified funded $2.2 trillion in actual gold value. That's where even funded and verified to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the one things that we were waiting for, because we couldn't exchange the AFDs to anything until we had an exchange for them.
Okay. I see. All right, let me go.
So basically that was the first step. That's already been done and settled, and they've already did their testing on it. And basically the next step is, like the last coordinator call when I was talking to Anna, she told me that the coordinators will be getting a video here real soon. We're waiting for that video now. Some of the coordinators I heard have already got it. But the video is supposed to teach us how to use the money.
Did they stop transfer funds in the walk now? I haven't gotten
much. With all the stuff going on right now, I think in the last month and a half, they have stopped because they're trying to get all this other stuff going so that we can use the money. What they were trying to do is, from what I was told, is that they were trying to get enough money in the people's accounts that when they do open it up for us to start using them, that there will be money that would be able to stimulate the economy. So once they get that going and the money starts to flow, then they would have more people to be able to start, you know, doing the banking, funding, and all that.
I thought because of my problem that they stopped.
No. Even mine stopped. I think everybody's.
If we need help with your banking, we have a global family group recording secretary we can help you to.
Yeah, there's a lady named Pauline that I have contact with. She's actually working for Global Bank. And if you have any actually issues with your Global Bank account, you can email her and she'll help you get it correct.
I'm a witness. She's very responsive.
Mm-hmm.
She's on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that wrapping up banking? We're going to reporting secretaries. We have Aaron and Aaron and Katya are here. So, and then we have Michelle. She's going to continue as a Federation recorder. She's also committed to helping anybody who wants to be a recording secretary. So that's good. I know Tamara is interested and, you know, she wants to get her, but it's a vetting. It's kind of just waiting on. So for that vetting, since this is the new vetting, do we have to wait until our vetting lead gets vetted before we vet the recording secretary?
Yes.
Okay. So we're still collecting people that want to do recording.
Yeah, this, for some reason, I don't know if Aaron wants to talk about it or not, but the current vetting committee that we have for the state is
slow.
I got you.
So, yes. So, yeah, next week, with Secretary, we have to be nominated for the state, because we actually can put anyone on the state, so that's the county thing. So, we have to have that always put on that. So, when nominated to be appointed Secretary, if the state is assembly, then you're voted in, then you'll be vetted from that point, and then you're next, your online access deal around. Just because the LRO has got everything. So we're just kind of waiting on that until we, you know, whatever comes through. So we have a few ready to go right now. Tomorrow we're going to have a couple of speed bumps.
Aaron, how many recording secretaries do you have trained, ready to go besides Tamara?
Four.
Okay, so Tamara plus four people? Yeah. Who are they?
Well, so Laura's already done. She's already in there. And then, B2 and Tom and Ray.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I've got a couple of people coming in, so I'm training this week.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Okay, so that's the vetting lead. We still need, we've got the vetting lead nomination open, so we'll put that on the nominations list. We'll give that to the elections committee.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So what else do we have?
Like I said, it's just
Okay, so we already talked to you about the model counties, so got that going. SIA certificates, the model county. So just for the recording, we've got the model county on. We were designated as the model county for Nevada, which means we get to help all the other counties stand up.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Do you have a question?
No, I was just saying thank you for closing.
Okay. Yeah.
So all the words.
Yeah. All righty, so that's it for that. Keep going now. And
it was just the call.
Okay, so we're going to vote on these motions. So that's going to be that the motion is going to, did everyone get a chance to look at the General Assembly form? And do you have any changes? Because we're going to switch over to from the regular assembly meeting to the business assembly meeting, which means we can only have ASN and ASC here. So if you're not an ASN, you got to sadly leave us. So, but we will see you soon, okay? And you have our number.
Mindy, I don't see her yet, so hang on.
Oh, no, Mindy, she was here earlier. I didn't know when you were coming, and so I couldn't tell her. Well, that was already after she was here, so she couldn't stay until 3 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, probably not then there.
Yeah, they're fine. Okay, so we're going to take our first motion to adopt the General Assembly form. First of all, we have to start the regular or the business meeting. Do we still have to read the Bivens again?
No, we're still there.
So we've ended the General Assembly meeting. We're starting the business meeting, and our first motion is adopt the General Assembly form. So do we have a show of hands for everybody who would like to adopt the General Assembly form? Okay, say aye.
Aye.
All the ayes.
Okay. Go ahead and raise your hands so we can count those. Anybody online that wants to adopt the General Assembly, raise your hands.
Okay. 15, 16, 17, 18. Okay.
Everybody put their hands down?
Yes.
Online too?
Yeah.
My hand was supposed to be up. I'm sorry.
Okay, not a problem.
We got you, Michelle.
Okay, Michelle, if you put your hand down, then do we have the no's?
Everybody that doesn't want to adopt the form, raise your hand down.
Okay, no no's. And then abstain?
Okay, everybody that wants to abstain, raise your hand down.
Okay, so the yeses have it. The General Assembly form as it stands is adopted. Thank you, everybody. The next thing is require all members of the Banking Committee, all appointees, and all electors to sign the General Assembly form. So what that's going to be is when you run for office, you've got to be able to sign that. It's going to be part of your appointee nomination package. And can you go back to the thing? So is everyone good for that, and can we have all the yes votes for adopt the General Assembly form, make it for all members of the Banking Committee? Do we have yes?
Everybody, go ahead.
All the yeses.
All the yeses, raise your hands now.
Do the SAI. 14, 15, 16. Yeah. Okay. So that's 16, 17, 18, 19. I counted them on here. Okay. So that's
17. Okay. Everybody raise their hand or lower their hand.
Yeah.
Everybody online? Lower your hands.
Okay.
Alex.
And so now we're going to do the no's.
Alex, lower your hand. Okay. Everybody that doesn't agree, that wants to vote no, raise your hands now.
Okay, no. And then what about abstain? Zero.
Okay, everybody that wants to abstain, raise your hand now.
Okay, good. So go back to the agenda for a second. Sorry, I should have just Then, okay, and then is there anything else? Any other motions?
Well, the one for the.
Oh, yeah. So now we're going to take a motion that everybody that would like to have any final comments on accepting the model county, because I'm expecting you all to help me with this. I can't be the only one that's doing it, okay? So that means that you're going to assist us with finding training materials, assist us with going through these documents that are handbooks to help other counties formulate their procedures, their, you know, including elections, their coroner handbook, which Jill did a great job on. I just have to type up here, changes, all of that. So we're going to take a motion to, I guess, accept.
That's a little hard. Okay, before we can actually be part of the model county for the state of Nevada, basically, we have to vote on if we're agreeing to be in that process with them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the motion is, do we want to have Clark County be that model county for Clark, you know, for Nevada? So it's, if there's anybody that has any questions about it or, you know, on what it's going to take for us to do that or whatever, basically, they won't accept us unless the people agree to doing it, right? So it's up to us if we want to be that model county in Nevada.
Scott?
So what's the deliverable?
Okay, so the deliverable is that we can't, as a state, send any continental congressional delegates. First of all, we can't have electors, and the electors are the way that we overrule the potentially bad decisions of the state assembly. That's number one. Number two is that we cannot have our Continental Congress formed until we have enough counties on the state, and that could even be just three counties or four counties, because how it kind of works is you have one. Clark County would eventually, like right now, they would be the whole state, and then maybe Reno will stand up, and then it'll be Reno and Clark County, and then so forth and so on to all 17 counties stand up. So the deliverable is we get to have our Continental Congress so we can do international business.
But I guess my question is, what's the deliverable to be able to be that? You're saying that, you know,
what part of this process is all there's going to be one county from every state that's going to be in this, right?
Yeah.
And basically what it is everybody's going to help each other to help bring up the state so that we can stand, okay?
Yeah.
So if there's something that we don't know about, that one of the other counties knows about that's in this group, we'll help each other until all of us can stand up. And then once all of our counties stand up, you know, across the states, all 50 states, right, then it will be us now training our counties in Nevada to stand up so we can get our state fully standing with it, okay? So it's basically the PKTF is actually putting this on. They are working with Anna to try to help, because trying to stand up all the states hasn't been working, okay? There's a lot of conflicts in a lot of the states, and same as we're having conflicts here, and really the counties have all the authority. Right. So what they decided is now go county up. So we got to get the counties together and get them stood up so that we can get the other counties, you know, so all the other counties in the other 50 states, we're all going to work together through PKTF to be able to stand up our counties. And then once we do that, then we can try to help the other counties in Nevada stand up. Right. So we got to start somewhere. And I think it would be great for us to be participate in this, because it also gives us another standing with the Continental Marshals and the PKTF, right?
Right.
That we are legitimate and we are, and we are the county.
No, I agree with that 100%. I'm just curious for what needs to be done to be able to.
Well, the work is what we're doing is bringing our county up. So we got to get the people in the committees and, you know, get our sheriffs, get our coroners, which we have a lot of those. And get it stood up. You know, and it's that's
Okay.
What the goal is.
So picture this. Okay, so we'll have, we have an elections committee. We have a banking committee. Now we have Reno. Reno's like, hey, can you help us stand up because you're the model county? So now they're going to be asking you questions about banking.
Sure.
So you have to assist them in getting their banking committee going. Same thing with outreach. I'm going to actually drive around, like probably in the next month, and I'm buying 17 civil flags. I'm hoping to get a flag posted in every county, at least one, and some prominent place, and at least get 5 people. If I have to sit there at the local diner and tell people about my interest-free loans to grants program, I'm going to sit there until I get 5 people on every county, wherever it is, whatever the local greasy spoon is. If I'm going to sit at the feed store, I think the feed stores are great places because farmers and ranchers are very freedom-loving people. Give us your huddled masses. That's the people that have been pained. Those are the people that want to talk to us. So the goal is to, you know, help get enough people so that we can actually have somebody to help. Now, is White Pine going to ever stand up? Maybe not. You know, there. I mean, all White Pine County is, I think, 3,000 people total. I hope they can. So that goes back to what's the seatment process look like? Do we need like 7 offices to say that a county is seated? That would be sheriff, MAA. They can buy the coroner's office, so they could use our coroner for their coroner services. Ombud, they can use our ombud, you know, buy that service. So they either have a service they can buy to fill their roles for their counties, or they have their own people. They also need a marshal at arms, you know, and then they kind of need a county liaison for militia and PKTF. So that's about 10 people. Can they get 10 people to commit to help?
What we need to do is just build our town first.
So yes.
The structure down and build up how we're doing.
Right.
And then we can help other folks, but we want to do one
avenue. Yes.
We want to be our nation state.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help us. So what we need to do is make sure we have our own footing. So, Scott, they have pretty much all the committees that are needed. You know, already they know.
Yeah, I didn't know there was anything above and beyond that.
No, we just have to help them. You should help them with their banking. Okay.
And you're right, you still need these 3 things from the state before we can be stood up as a state, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a state. We needed that. Now we don't need that as much because it's been reorganized from the top down.
Yeah, it's first. Sedalia's is like the martial arms or the militia is really a state thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as a county, we can stand up without them. But even though we do have a militia, and even though the state's not recognized them, the BKTF is. Mm-hmm. The county marshals are recognizing the people that we have for militia. Okay?
So, I understand now.
Yeah.
Cool.
So basically what the vote's going to be is, as a county, do we accept this deal to be the model county?
I second the motion or whatever you need me to
do. Yes. Okay, so we're going to take a vote.
He seconded. So we're going to take a vote now that everybody that agrees that Clark County will be the model county working with PKTF, raise your hands now for yes.
Should be 18. I got to vote down, sorry.
Okay. All right. We've got yes. What about no? Are there any no's?
Everybody put their hands down.
Online, put your hands down. Everybody that says no on being the model county, raise your hands now.
Okay, and any abstain?
Any abstains online and in person, do you abstain, raise your hands.
Okay. Great. The ayes have it. We are a model county.
Yes, we are.
Yay. Okay.
We will be contacting Luis on PKTF to say we are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody. Yep. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
that was it.
Yeah, so that's it. I'm going to say let's table any new business unless somebody has anything pressing. Like, do you have anything that you want to just throw out there, go forward plans pressing? Yes, Keith.
I heard that Anna did mention something about the position I was in.
Oh, right.
Security officer. that she's
Do you want to talk about that?
100% able to be the sheriff.
Yes.
What Keith is talking about, last Thursday I talked to Anna and on the online coordinator's call and asked her about, because there's been some information about Keith cannot be a sheriff because there's conflict, okay? So I basically asked her that he has a license with the, what is the company?
Private Investigator License Board.
Private Investigator's License Board. And I told her that, you know, to get a sheriff or whatever, we need somebody that has experience in that position, whatever. And long as the person hasn't worked in the de facto, you know, in the other government and isn't holding a current job with any of those, you know, he's basically working contracting jobs with, you know, like people that do contracting, whatever, and they need security guards. So he work, they work in that, right? Tom Varga is another person that's doing the exact same thing, which is our deputy, right? Deputy sheriff.
Sure, yeah.
And Anna says, does he work for BlackRock or work for any of those other kind of companies? I said, no, none of those companies. It's just a company here in Las Vegas that needs security people. And she goes, well, the way that you're stating it, there's no conflict and there's no reason why he could not be the sheriff. So that was a good win on our part that, you know, we do have great people that, you know, are stepping up, you know, especially our sheriff. And, you know, we got it cleared from Ann. The other thing that actually came out through that talk on Thursday was there's another county, too, that's having the same kind of issues that we're having. Mm-hmm. And Anna basically set out that we don't have to listen to the state. The county has more authority over the state than any other thing. So the county's first. This is basically it's people first, county, and then state. So the state can't tell us what to do or not what to do or how to stand up our pillars, all that. So that was... That actually came out in Anna's video, too. She was really up on that. So, other than that, does anybody else have anything they want to discuss or talk about?
May I?
Go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry. I just have one question going back to vetting. Now, now, the vetting committee has to be vetted as well, correct?
The vetting committee has to do what now?
Be vetted.
Yes.
Be vetted themselves. Okay, what about if we try to form the committee, not that I want another job, but I've already been vetted by the marshals. Was it the Compton marshals? The PPKF or whoever was doing that vetting at that time. And if there were others, maybe we could at least start the vetting committee.
Okay, Michelle, what's happening is that because the PKTF and the Continental Marshals is kind of starting over. They want to do a reset and re-vet everybody, okay? So what they told us is they're only going to vet key people like the treasurer, the coordinator, and the person that's going to do the vetting, you know, like the head, the vetting lead, okay? And then once that happens, then they want us to do the vetting for the rest of our people. Does
okay.
that answer
okay. I got it. I was vetted for the treasurer committee, I guess. Or I guess everything, but mostly by them, the treasurer.
Yeah, I mean, as far as your job and what you're doing and the vetting you went through is fine and it's good. But what they want to do is they want to establish, because of all the stuff that went on, they want to re-vet a lot of these people, you know, just the key people. Like I was saying, like coordinator, treasurer, mm-hmm. And the person that's going to be doing our vetting. They don't have the resources to vet everybody. So they want to get us set up and show, you know, do the training for our vetting people, but they need a lead person that they're going to vet that will be able to vet the other people to basically, you know, take in the job.
Understood. Try to get us pure again.
Yes, there's so much that went on and we're not sure about a lot of stuff. And they're not sure about it either. And the Federation is now saying that we need to kind of like do a restart and make sure that the vetting was done right. because there was some vetting stuff that was done in the Continental Marshals that wasn't right. And they're now wanting to correct their mistakes and our mistakes too. So we agree with it. We're going to go with it.
Of course. Got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that wants to say anything?
Grateful for all the stuff you guys are doing, man. I see.
So do we hear a motion to adjourn then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second. Everybody raise their hands and want it to adjourn. Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you everybody for joining the meeting.
Thank you.
Happy Easter.